with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 21st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Last night, the Lamars and Galen Catholic girls and boys track team went up to Sioux Center and got an indoor meet-in hosted by Dort University in their rec center. No team scores were kept. This was more of a meet to just kind of give coaches a good idea where they sit early on in the season before things get counted for real as far as team scoring is concerned. But it was still an official competition on the schedule, so both teams getting their season going. And boy, the Lamars track team got things going in a big way, specifically in the field events. In the boys' high jump, Sione Fafita, who qualified for the Bulldogs in the high jump at state last year, boy, he got his season off to a good start. Finished first place in the meet, a jump of 6'7". That's a new meet and program record. He beats an over 30-year-old, nearly 40-year-old record at Lamars Community. Kirk Harrington had the previous high jump record at Lamars Community. Jumped 6'6" back in 1986. But again, Sione Fafita jumping 6'7" yesterday at the Dort University Indoor and now sets a new program record for the Lamars boys track team. Some of the other results from Galen and Lamars will have results interspersed here. The only other field event of note in the boys' long jump, it was Connor Kraft of Galen Catholic, who placed fourth in the event with a jump of 19'8". To the track and girls' 60-meter hurdles, a couple of top five finishes for the Bulldog ladies. Claire Susamil, a freshman, we better start learning her name, second place, 10.39 seconds in the 60-meter hurdles. Good showing in her first varsity track competition. Savannah Manley, also in the top five, placed fifth. In the boys' 60-meter low hurdles, Elijah Doherty of Lamars, in his senior year, he placed first with a time of 8.92 seconds. Cole McCarty of Galen Catholic, not too far behind him, 8.99 seconds. He placed third in the 60-meter low hurdles. In the 60-meter high hurdles, Ryan Sadowski of Lamars was second with a time of 9 seconds flat. In the girls' 60-meter dash, Maddie Holtz of Lamars in her junior year, second place with a time of 8.15 seconds. And in the boys' 60-meter dash, Keaton Bonderson of Galen Catholic, of course an outstanding sprinter, he placed second with a time of 7.06 seconds, losing to someone from Sioux Falls Christian who placed in the top three in South Dakota in the 100 and the 200 last year at state. In the boys' 400-meter dash, Sienna Cass of Lamars placed fourth, a time of 1 minute 4.98 seconds. In the boys' 4x200-meter relay, Lamars Community's team of Sione Fafita, Bo Wadley, Ryan Sadowski, and Connor Jalis placed second, a time of 1 minute 36.86 seconds. In the 1600-meter run, a state qualifier in cross country this past year, going to be dangerous in the long distance run for the Bulldog track team. It's Trace Obing. He placed third, time of 4 minutes 47.9 seconds. In the girls' 4x400-meter relay, Lamars' team of Sienna Cash, Jenna Allen, Maddie Holes, and Kenzie DeRocher, they placed second, a time of 4 minutes 22.67 seconds. And in the boys' 4x400-meter relay, Galen Catholic squad of Chance Calson, Ashton Budden, Nolan Teal, and Keaton Bonderson placed second, time of 3 minutes 40.77 seconds. Also, Lamars' team of Alex Allen, Bo Wadley, Tegan Kazel, and Connor Jalis were fourth in the boys' 4x4. We have a link to the full results page on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. You can find it either under the sports scores and results page or on our sports schedules page. We've got links to the results from Dakota Timing, the company who was handling the timing at the Dort University Indoor yesterday. But now a lot of the rest of this sportscast is going to deal with football, and it's only the first couple of days of spring. We're all right with that. The Iowa High School Athletic Association, after releasing their classifications last week, have now released their district pairings for the upcoming 2023 and 2024 season. Again, this is just district pairings, no schedules yet. Those will come out in April. So in Class 4A District 1 for the next 2 years, Lamars will be paired up with Fort Dodge, as well as Dennis and Schleswig, a couple of teams who were there last year. Sioux City West, who is replacing Webster City that moved down to Class 3A, and then the Spencer Tigers and Storm Lake. So not much changing in Lamar's Class 4A District 1, just Sioux City West replacing Webster City and the usual cast of characters, Dennis and Schleswig, Fort Dodge, Spencer, and Storm Lake. In Class A District 1, there's not a whole lot of change in this district either. It's Akron Westfield, Alta Aurelia, Galen Catholic, Hartley Melvin Sanborn, MMCRU, and South O'Brien. The only change is that Sibley O'Cheedon is moving down from Class 1A to Class A, and they are taking Hinton's spot in the district. Speaking of Hinton, the Blackhawks will move up to Class 1A and be in District 1 this year, as they'll take on teams in their district in Lawton Bronson, MVAOCOU, OABCIG, Ridgeview, and West Sioux. In Class A, District 8, the Kingsley Pearson football team back in 11-man for the first time in a while. They'll be in a killer of a district. Logan Magnolia, Council Bluffs St. Albert, Tri-Center, West Monona, Westwood, and Woodbury Central. Boy, that's going to be a juggernaut of a district schedule for the Kingsley Pearson football team, but we know Coach Olson's going to have them ready to go. And finally, our only Class A player squad, Remsen St. Mary's, is in District 1 with a couple of familiar faces in Arweva, Newell Fonda, and Siouxland Christian, but that district really got overhauled. Boyer Valley is in the district, West Harrison, and Woodbine also in Class 8 player District 1. These districts can be found on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. That's IAHSAA.org. And again, five districts will represent Plymouth County in some form for the 2023 and 2024 football season. Again, the upcoming schedules for Iowa High School football, who's going to play when and what week, they'll be released sometime in the month of April. And we're sticking with football for a collegiate commitment, as Remsen St. Mary's running back Brendan Fish has announced his intent to play football in Waverly next year at Wartburg College for the upcoming football season. Fish was the star of the Hawk offense on multiple occasions as he racked up 925 rushing yards and 20 rushing touchdowns while averaging 7.8 yards per carry for the state champion and unbeaten Hawks. He also recorded three receiving touchdowns on 183 receiving yards and 10 catches. And on defense, Fish was a solid player as well. 33 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Oh, and by the way, if that wasn't good enough, he had a special team score as well, a 66-yard kick return touchdown this year for the Hawks. And of course, Fish had his biggest game for the Hawks on the biggest stage, rushing for 5 touchdowns in the 8-player state title game against Waco this past fall. And it was only the third time in the 8-player title game history that a player had run for 5 touchdowns in the championship game. Fish is joining a Wartburg football program that's coming off a banner here, going 13-1 last year and 8-0 unbeaten champions of the American Rivers Conference. The Knights made it to the semifinals, losing to a perennial power. And if you know anything about D3 football, you know about Mount Union, and that's who the Knights ended up losing to by just a field goal last year in the national semifinals. Wartburg will open up next season on Saturday, September 2nd, under the lights in Waverly, against Monmouth. And again, Brendan Fish, Remsen St. Mary's running back, will be joining the Knights of Wartburg College next season for some D3 football to start his collegiate career. Taking a look at the sports schedule for today, we'll go back to the track and field side as the Hinton Blackhawk track team will get their second competition underway, and they'll head up to Sioux Center for another round at the Dort University indoor meet. Best of luck to the Blackhawks on the continuation of their season, second indoor meet for Hinton track. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Again, if you want to see results from yesterday's indoor meet that featured Galen Catholic and Lamar's community, it's on our website at KLEM1410.com. And if you want to see Sione Fafita's record-breaking high jump, we have that linked for you on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.